There should be a matches between all your exes and then fight to the death.
Then
that would be the best
Kim
thing
Congdon
ever.
Kim would kill all of them. I mean, what would they do? What would they? Kim trains and she's a fucking savage.
Because the white girls that you've dated will complain to a manager.
That is true. About-
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last thank real ass dude? Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, we're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Chichi Benson in the house. I gotta use my Chichi Benson moniker a little bit more.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's exotic.
It is.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
What?
What's it like to be so disrespected?
What do you mean?
Where's your fucking iPad?
My iPad?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I'm not disrespected. It's all here. Everything's here right now.
I wanted
now.
To see if I could set you off.
No, because I think for the first time ever, Jorge actually fucking did everything right at the top of the show. This is a fucking big moment for the fucking Real Ass Podcast and a big moment for Jorge's growth.
Corey has a growth.
Corey has growth. Let's go to the bitch booth. Jorge, give us a little dance in the bitch booth, please. There we go. It's Jorge's fucking... It's Jorge Day. On the Real Ass Podcast. Yeah,
give
us, show us those titties a little bit. Maybe press them together a little bit. There you go. Yeah, I like it. See, Shannon, this is how you fucking be enthusiastic.
All right. Because Jorge's a migrant and you make him do that to stay in the country?
That is not true. Okay. First of all, I think he's legal. Jorge, are you legal? You aren't good. All right. Incredible show plan. International superstar Zach D'Amico's here. What's up, kid?
Hey, pal.
Two incredible white guests. We always love when we have two white guests.
Yeah.
It's like we're knocking it out of the park across the
straight
board today.
White Christian Aryans.
Yeah. Straight white men.
To be.
Cis males in the motherfucking house. Italian time. Ladies and gentlemen, from Mike Vecchione Investigates right here on the Gas Digital Network. Mike Vecchione is back on the show.
Damn. There you go.
Thank you for having me.
The lowest form of whites, but whites nonetheless.
We're on the bottom rung of white.
That's true. And do you not have a podcast? Why am I not seeing any?
No, I have no podcast.
Didn't you have a podcast for a minute?
For a minute.
No podcast.
No podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the former co-hosts of this podcast, a New York podcasting legend from YKWD. We're going to record a regs right after this. I'm going to tell him that Scopo was on the fucking show.
Yeah.
She's about to get wild. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Scopo's back on the show.
That'll be a good trashing for me.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I just did Dallas, by the way. Ian, a lot of rap fans came out.
Yeah.
A lot of rap fans. They were talking to me. They were like, oh, shit. Scopes. I know you're alive. I was like, yeah, still here.
That's it. You're fucking killing it. You're doing great, dude.
Yeah,
everyone talks about how funny you've gotten.
Hey, thanks.
It's a thing that people regularly say, but like it was never supposed to happen. They say it like they're like, can you believe that? Scopo got fucking funny.
I still don't believe it happens. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
I can't believe that anybody actually cares about that still.
What, being funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to have followers. Followers and cash. Yeah.
Followers.
How many sneakers you got?
Cash.
TikTokers.
Confrontations. Calling people out, exposing.
Damn, dude.
Setting up boxing matches.
More people, dude. I should be exposing more people.
Exposing people.
I should be exposing myself to people.
You got to expose somebody else and then react to it.
Who do I expose?
What?
Who do I expose?
I think you go old school. I think you're like the guy that's bringing back exposing. Like you got to bring it back.
I'll bring it back exposing.
Yeah, yeah.
I would love to. Who do we expose? Let me ask you a question right now without saying it. Do you know anybody that's done anything in comedy that you could absolutely destroy them for? Because, yes, Big J and Dave. I have so much dirt on them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I could...
It'd be mutual
turn on
destruction.
Them.
I could end...
It's like a Cold War.
Yeah, dude.
Like, they all just have their finger hovering over the button.
The nukes are pointing at each other, but it's like, what's the point? What are we going to do? We're going to blow it all out at each other and then
do the podcast from prison.
Yeah. You got to save that until one wants to end the podcast. You know, you're going nowhere.
It ain't happening.
Fucking nowhere.
And we know which one that is. Yeah. Dave Smith, sit the fuck back down.
Yeah. He's walking away.
You ain't being the president of nothing, bitch.
You guys are
going to be in Legion
of Saints. You guys blackmail your way out of it?
Yeah. Maybe.
It's pretty great.
Yeah. Incredible show planned today. Lots of fun stuff to talk about. Let's get our plugs out of the way. Let's do them right now. Scopo, what you plugging on?
Hey, follow me at Chris Scopo, all social media. Is this coming out today? Tomorrow night I'll be at the Portland Comedy Coop in Portland, Maine for a night. Come check it out.
Sick, sick.
At Comic Mike V on all platforms. Watch my podcast on this very network. Mike Vecchione Investigates premieres every Wednesday at 6 p.m. And watch my special called The Attractives on YouTube.
Fuck yeah. Zach Amico.
August 26th, Portland, Maine, Portland Comedy Festival. August 30th, Helium in Philadelphia. Myself, Dad Meat, Deer Tag and the Do-Rag, and Crack Amico. Then with Lewis in Austin, the first, second, third. And then the 8th through the 10th, I'm at Side Splitters in Tampa.
Yeah, very excited. If you're watching live this weekend, Legion of Skanks live, the New England area, Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom, the Wilbur Theater in Boston, Massachusetts, and Foxwoods Casino, big theater at Foxwoods. It's going to be a ton of fun. Right now, we had a lot planned.
Wow.
I will say the venues are not happy with some of our plans. We had to pull back a couple of our things. We're still going very hard, but I will tell you right now that the venue has already put the kibosh on two ideas.
Anyone naked?
Not anymore. Apparently, there are laws in certain jurisdictions where there are certain things you just can't do.
Oh, you mean that we've been openly breaking the law every Skankfest?
Breaking the law, yeah. Breaking the law. Come out this weekend to New England. Then, very excited to be in Austin, Texas, Creek in the Cave, two nights, Friday, Saturday, September 1st and 2nd. Then the 3rd, we're doing a live Real Ass podcast at the Sunset Room, Brian Redman's Sunset Room. Those tickets should be going up any day now. We're officially confirmed for London, Glasgow, and Amsterdam. Tickets going up. Actually, tickets are already up. There's not on my website. So tickets are available. If you just Google it, you can find me, Dave Smith, Robbie Bernstein, Zach Amico, London, Amsterdam, Glasgow. Very excited about these shows. It's going to be a blast. Wow. That's the end of October. And then I'm going to be Zany's Rosemont, Illinois, October 27th, 28th. Obviously, Skankfest coming up. Shout out to Yo Kratom for being the longtime supporter of Skankfest and the marquee sponsor for Skankfest. So support them. And make sure you guys subscribe to the new Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Use that promo code RAP30. Get a 30-day free trial. Try out the new platform. Brand new platform. Damn, Shannon. Some of those titties. Are you fucking kidding? Shannon, do me a favor.
Scopo. Move closer to me.
Shannon, show them them titties. That's crazy. No. That's not fair. The audience doesn't get to fucking see your tits.
Harassment.
Shannon's a vegan and she expects everyone else to be. No, listen, could I do one more plug? I'm sorry. I'm in Baltimore this weekend at the Port Comedy Club Friday and Saturday. Baltimore, if you're in Baltimore or the area, please come out. Sure. I need to sell tickets.
Love it. Love it. Shannon, can you show your tits now? Please show them titties. Here we go.
You can see if they show on. Oh, they don't show on my camera.
So, scoot. Yep.
Give them a shot. Give the boys a shot.
That's it. You saw them. I think they showed.
Let me see. Here we are.
Shannon, it doesn't read.
Shannon, stand up.
No, she can't read.
Stand up all the way.
Wow.
Shannon.
Grab them, Shannon.
I've never prayed for an earthquake.
Smash them together and start spitting on your own neck. Shannon, please.
Can we go back to Jorge for that?
No, isn't that the Patreon?
Shannon, smash your fucking titties together and spit on them.
God.
Look, they love it. Everyone in the Race Live Chat is fucking freaking out now. They're happy.
The live chat.
That's why they fucking pay for the site. That, and by the way, that will be edited out of the YouTube show. Shannon, I want you to blur that on the YouTube show.
Yeah, when you just showed everyone your awesome tits fully. Yep. You took them out and jiggled. Yeah, edit that out of the
live. But what about the Jell-O wrestling match that she's going to have at Skankfest?
Shannon, would you do that? Would you do sock wrestling at Skankfest?
Would you do it in a dessert like Jell-O?
Shannon versus Kim Congdon sock wrestling.
Oh, my God.
What's sock wrestling?
Stop the music, for the love of God, Jorge. The plugs are over. It's plug music. It's not getting into the next bit music.
But, Lewis, do you think that you should have a segment in Skankfest, and yell at me if I'm a little out of line here, where you have all of your exes face off in a no-holds-barred octagon match?
They
move up in a tournament-like system.
So the winner,
you marry them at the end of the festival.
Karen's podcast. There should be a matches between all your exes and then fight to the death. That would be the best
Kim
thing
Congdon
ever.
Kim would kill all of them. I mean, what would they do? Kim trains and she's a fucking savage.
Because the white girls that you've dated will complain to a manager.
That is true.
Yeah.
They will bond together.
They will bond together and form a lawsuit. Whites are good at class action lawsuits.
Or at the end, it's just all your exes versus you.
Yeah.
It's 5-on-1. They all turn on you.
Yeah.
And they do the boxing thing with the chit where the bodyguards keep them away.
Karens unite.
Yeah. They make a Karen's Zord.
They're
each a limb.
They put all your old text messages on screen. This is what he does to us.
All right, look, we have an incredible show.
A giant unfunny robot getting on stage. The weird thing about dating.
That's my act.
On this day in history, what are we up against, Shannon? Oh, this is fun.
In 1930 was the creation of Betty Boop.
Betty Boop. All right. So we just got to beat that today. Betty Boop was the first hot, fuckable cartoon, right?
Feminist symbol.
Was she a feminist symbol?
I don't know. During the war?
So it was 1930, right? She was kind of dressed like a little hooker, wasn't she?
Yeah. Skank back in the day.
I have a video of the first.
She was the original skank.
They would have burned her as a witch in the 30s.
How many little kids probably jacked off to her?
Oh, for sure. I jacked off to Betty Boop.
In the 20s.
Okay, let's see.
The first iteration of her isn't great.
Let's see, the first iteration.
Okay. It doesn't take much for this.
There she goes.
Can we get some volume?
All right.
Oh, what a piece.
Well, she's wearing the stockings.
Oh, my God, dude.
Is she a part dog here, and they made her person?
Yeah,
later?
They did a thing in the 30s where all cartoon people were kind of dogs, right? Yeah. Have you noticed that? That happens a lot?
Maybe it was easier to draw. Yeah, because she got a dog nose.
I just think
Dude, she literally looks like every girl at Skankfest.
Yeah, just put some tattoos on her.
Yeah, boop, 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 doop. Have you seen Shane? Where's Shane? Do I got to wait in this line, Louis? Please, can you make me not wait in this line? Oh, this is the present day Betty. I haven't even seen the present day Betty.
Present day Betty Boop stinks.
30s. Let's see, right after the Depression.
30s about, Betty Boop.
I go 34.
How about 35 and 37 Betty Boop? Well, 37. I like kind of 30. I like 37 Betty Boop.
I mean, she's wearing something. She's wearing a pretty goddamn short dress.
Yeah, Shannon, this is all pre-war. It's a joke, Shannon, for people who follow history.
Can I ask an ignorant question? Don't black people take Betty Boop now as one of theirs, or Spanish people? Something that
she might be Spanish.
She has Spanish haircut.
I feel like Lewis a certain ethnicity that's not white takes Betty Boop as theirs.
Lewis weigh in.
She's Dominican haircut.
I mean, yeah, she's dressed like a Puerto Rican fucking from
a Spanish,
East Harlem.
A Spanish or a swarthy Italian.
Yeah.
It says that she initially was a black woman. You can look at this picture.
But they changed it because of racism?
Is she Dolzo?
And then they whitewashed her. Let me see if I can find this one. But this is right here.
The original, but that wasn't we just saw the original Betty Boop.
No, she's just tan there, I think.
No, they just made a black Betty Boop. Like, remember they made like black Simpsons T-shirts in like 92, black bar,
be like
Homer.
Him and like dunking a basketball.
Maybe
it
was
it'd be the family on the couch and Homer was missing.
Maybe just the guy that created it just couldn't say he liked black women, so he just said he had.
So it says
she's swiping things. She steals Maggie at the supermarket. She leaves Maggie underneath the cart.
It says she was inspired by a real life African American jazz singer, an entertainer named Esther Jones. And then I guess by the time she actually like made it to air, they turned her white.
Well, I mean, look.
Well, she was wearing white face then. Is that a thing?
Black people, how were they portrayed in 1930 in cartoons? It's all like ooga booga bone in the nose, right?
Or like the doing like a soft step, yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't a good time. Wasn't a good time for these people. And Latinos weren't represented at all in any sense. What's the first Latino cartoon?
I mean, were they even
character?
Here at that point?
What's the first
I
Latino
cartoon? Came in like the 80s.
Yeah.
I
Speedy
don't know.
Speedy Gonzalez.
The Puerto Rican Rush.
Ooh, is Speedy Gonzalez the first Latino cartoon character?
Does he predate Ricky Ricardo on Lucy?
Well, that's not a cartoon character.
But I mean representation of a Spanish person.
That's also, it's pretty crazy that like Ricky, like they just accepted it. They were like mixed race.
Right.
Fuck, that was very
progressive. Do you know why they put them in separate beds in the show? Because they didn't want mixed race couples sleeping together.
That's not true. They put them all.
Everybody
was in separate beds.
Well, I'm making this up and I like it, okay? Okay?
Scopo.
Oh
my God. Scopo, what color is the sky in your world?
Fucking white as can be, baby.
Oh my God.
Because when Lucy got pregnant, she wasn't allowed to say pregnant on TV.
Yeah,
she had to say Ricky and I are with child.
Yeah,
because pregnant was considered like
a dirty word.
A dirty word.
How did they say cesarean?
It's like me and Ricky are no longer with child. If you know what I mean. Was there abortions back then? No. When was you could do an abortion?
There was abortions.
No.
Yeah, there was abortions.
Back alley. Back alley abortions.
You know, some of those producers fucking had to get some
behind the Coca Cabana. You had to get an abortion.
Roe versus Wade for it.
So is
the coat hanger cabana.
Is Speedy Gonzalez the first Latino cartoon character?
Yes.
Yes.
1955.
Wow.
Is when he came out. And then shortly after him in 1959 was his cousin.
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Is that what his name is?
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Really?
Yes.
That's
Am I right?
Unbelievably funny.
That's the one where it's like really racist. It's just a drunk Mexican. He's like, hey,
I don't want to go. I'm sleepy.
I don't want to go to work, Speedy.
Dude, that's my favorite on South Park.
It's the fucking best, dude.
It's great.
That was it.
Which is me, not the slowest mouse. Which is you? Maybe Slowpoke is pretty slow downstairs in the feet, but he's pretty fast upstairs in the cabeza.
This guy was my super.
Dude, this guy rules.
This guy is the best.
I gotta start watching these cartoons again through the lens of an adult.
Yeah.
It really does.
It really
rule.
Is great. Turns out he had traumatic brain.
He had CTE.
Dude, on South Park, when they take Cartman to the Hall of Stereotypes, and it's all the statues. Like the fucking Asian guy doing math and all shit like that. And then he goes, and this one is the sleepy Mexican. And then he goes, oh no, I'm just the janitor. Sorry, I'm so sleepy.
It's so funny. Mexicans are the least lazy people I've ever
Unreal.
Met in my entire life.
Watch them work in a deli. It's like watching a Rocky movie.
They're unbelievable. I've never seen people work harder. My brother-in-law is Mexican, and they like all of his family. They all have like a crazy work ethic. They save every dime. Yeah. They send half their money back to their families in Mexico to take care of them, to help grow fucking produce for the earth or some shit, dude. Yeah. It's fucking. I stopped listening. He tells me what he does.
They just go and they save up money and they just buy a house wherever they're from and they live like kings.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. Yeah,
you know why I think they get the lazy stereotype is because they get up so fucking early that they're asleep when everyone else is getting out of work.
That's true.
So like you'll see drunk Mexicans asleep at like 4, but that's because they were out at 2 a.m.
Yeah, but
the
they do get it in. They do get it in after work. They're just like popping.
Mexicans love cerveza.
I've told you that before.
They party hard.
I hung out with kids in Palisades Park, and there was a couple buildings full of like Guatemalan day workers, and they were bad kids that I hung out with. And when they were out of money, if you go at like 7 o'clock, they're all asleep already because they started working at 4 in the morning.
Right.
So, and they all pass out in their hallways. So I had friends that would go rob all the day workers because they would fall dead asleep. And they would take the money out of all their wallets as they went out for the night.
Wow.
And that was like how they got beer and weed money every weekend.
Jesus.
Yeah. Just robbing them of $7?
No, they would have their money. They would do it on Friday.
Oh, jeez.
I have no problem with that. I say survival of the fittest. You know?
Also, don't fall asleep in your hallway. Yeah,
don't fall asleep in your hallway. But if one of them did wake up, then it would be like a machete-like murder.
Yes.
Yeah. It would be MS-13 type burning alive.
That's another thing. Like Mexicans, I think we are used to Mexicans in New York, which we don't really like. I have no fear. They're like docile Mexicans. They're like
very tiny. We don't have West Coast.
Why are Mexicans tiny?
Well, because they're Incas.
Yeah, but the Mexicans in like somewhere else, they're bigger people.
Maybe, but I just know that they're scarier in other jurisdictions. Yeah,
we don't have a lot of real Mexicans. I think we have other South American countries.
Well, didn't Kurt have Kurt Metzger had that great joke about like the Mexicans in New York are like deliver your food, but Mexicans in like the West Coast are like in gangs.
They're
most vicious.
No, that's exactly it. But you'll go to the West, like the first time I went to the West Coast, I saw a Mexican. And I was like, get the fuck out of my face, Mexican. Who the fuck do you think you are? And yeah, I mean, it was a problem. He fucking pulled a gun on me. None of that happened. But I did go with an attitude of like, all right, I have no respect for this entire culture. You're weak people.
We have the cuck Mexicans here?
Yeah, we have little bitch-ass Mexicans.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And over there, they have very, very tough Mexicans. It's a cultural thing. I think Puerto Ricans are tough everywhere you go.
There's only Puerto Ricans in like two places, Puerto Rico and here.
That's true.
Yeah, are there Puerto Ricans in any other part of the country?
I don't know.
Ask anybody else, like, what if they have Puerto Ricans? Everyone's like, no, not at all. We have no Puerto Ricans.
There was like where I grew up was like a major Puerto Rican community, Haverstraw, New York. and there was an influx of Puerto Ricans in Hampshire, New York, because there was a factory named Hornix that my aunt Emery, who's still alive to this day, she worked there for her whole fucking life. And they employed like hundreds of Puerto Ricans to make curtains. Mm. And they would fucking actually send over, and they paid for all of these Puerto Ricans to come over because they knew that they would work for next to nothing.
Isn't that weird that your aunt made curtains and you're in show business?
She should have made a giant cane.
Yeah. She made the very curtains for the first Skankfest.
My aunt made the bomb sound effect. She invented it. This is hers right here. Hold on.
Way to get us into Oppenheimer.
Hell yeah, dude. Dude, Oppenheimer fucking... Oppenheimer was something else. Did you watch Oppenheimer?
No.
I saw Oppenheimer.
Mm.
It's good.
It's a good one? It's getting bad reviews. Barbie is blowing it out of the water, Scopo.
When I went to go see Oppenheimer, I thought I was like... I was opting for the Nazi path. I was like, all right, I'm a Nazi. I'm going to go see this Nazi movie. Let's fucking go. It's anti-Nazi movie the whole fucking time, dude. Might as well see Barbie. I was trying to enjoy a nice fucking, I thought it was like, you know, a Mein Kampf-y type vibe. Because that's what they were saying. They were like, the Nazis are going to see Oppenheimer and then all the good people are going to see Barbie.
But aren't Barbie and Ken the ultimate white Aryan dream of Hitler?
I think so.
I think so too.
Right. Did you see the Barbie movie yet?
No.
Shannon, you saw it and you loved it.
I expected to hate it, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I think when you go in with that expectation, that's how I felt about Ghostbusters, the female Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I went into it. I was on a plane. I was like, you know what, dude? Time to hate watch. I was ready to tweet. Yeah. I was like, oh, you fucking stupid bitches. Ooh, I'm going to tag them.
And you were right.
No, I liked it.
Did you write? Terrible. Did you write? Come Are on. Ghosts even afraid of women? Yeah.
It wasn't good, but it wasn't as bad as everyone was so upset about the Ghostbusters being female.
Yeah.
I wanted to hate it. And then I was like, oh, it was fine. It was funny enough jokes. It is what it is.
Right.
It's a dumb movie.
It's a dumb movie. Yeah.
What do you expect? The old Ghostbusters aren't that good.
No.
Oh, come on. They're classics.
Do they hold up?
I don't remember.
You know, last time you saw Ghostbusters,
there's that nostalgia. You can't separate how good it was.
I just like the men in it, baby. That's all I like. I like a man writing a script.
We should start fucking making some. We should redo. That's a great sketch. Everything. Remake female movies with men.
What's Bridesmaids? That would be Best Men.
Yeah, maybe
Groomsmen.
Or you could do, but do like classics.
Yeah. Like Sophie's Choice. Like Real Lady movies.
Yeah, what was that movie?
Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise.
Oh, what a great movie that would be.
Oh, Tommy and Lewis.
What a bro movie. I'd see that fucking movie.
They actually outrun the cops.
Yeah. They're smart. They get away with it.
We can live. We don't have to die because we're not stupid bitches.
Yeah. They scout out to kill steal.
Yeah.
We're not pea-brained women, so we can figure this all out. We don't have to kill ourselves right now.
A League of Their Own. It's just called Baseball the Movie.
Regular baseball.
Regular baseball.
It's called We Can't Hit.
Oh, shit. All right. All right. Let's talk about some of these things. Okay, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for being a longtime supporter of the show. If you guys are over 21 and you like to get high, and I know you do, why not get high legally with Delta 8 THC that's shipped right to your door discreetly and fast for a discount?
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you really high. YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting high needs. But let me tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products need to be taken responsibly.
Just go to YoDelta.com and use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your order. Right now, YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off. All right, where were we? Subway has had over 10,000 entries so far for their Change Your Name to Subway contest. What is this? They said if you change your name to Subway, they'll give you free Subway sandwiches for life?
Yep. It's at approximately the amount is like $50,000, but they give you gift cards for Subway forever.
$50,000. So how many $5 footlongs go into $50,000? $50,000 divided by 10. 5?
Well, then you have to spend part of your money on a time machine to when they still had $5 footlongs.
Dude, they not have $5 footlongs anymore.
$5 footlongs long gone, buddy.
Damn, dude. That was my shit. Wow. Doggy, well, all right. Did we talk about our Subway orders recently on this show?
Not on this show.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you snacking on? Subway order edition.
Oh, that's a good one.
snacking on? What do you order when you go to Subway?
Italian BMT. Italian BMT.
And hold on, I want to think about that. It's on the Italian bread, obviously. Right. Mm-hmm. Bacon.
No, it's like provolone and whatever the fucking meats they have there.
Where's the P?
BMT. I don't know. It's good though. I just get it in the thing. I used to get it when I was a kid.
It's a fucking BMT. Jenna, pull up these.
So it says what's in it is Genoa salami, spicy pepperoni, and black forest ham.
And the meat is so bad.
A little oil and vinegar.
What does the BMT stand for? It's fucking killing me right now.
Bacon.
No.
Nope.
BLT.
I know. That's what I would have thought. BLT. I thought it was going to be like bacon.
Is BMT really a thing?
I don't.
That it's called the Italian BMT.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was a pesticide.
It stands for biggest, meatiest, tastiest.
Oh, look at Subway doing branding
new every day. What's your Subway order?
I don't like their meats because I think it's like all carcinogens and stuff. So just tuna, provolone, spicy mustard, pickles. Tuna, I eat like a pregnant woman.
Tuna, provolone, spicy mustard.
Spicy
mustard.
You think the tuna pickles is good?
Doggy, tuna is like a paste, but it's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Didn't Subway specifically have an issue with the tuna?
If you're going to say mercury, I'm going to get up and walk, dude. You're going to say mercury poison.
Not tuna.
Oh, it's not?
It's
look that up. Is it not tuna?
I feel like they got sued in the last few years over the bread and the tuna.
Well, the bread is like cake, right?
The bread is not technically bread.
When you go when you ask for whole wheat bread, it's like this is not whole wheat bread at all.
Yeah, there's like fillers in it.
Yeah.
So it says that in the lawsuit, it cites a marine biologist who analyzed 20 samples of tuna offerings from 20 different Subway restaurants and found, quote, no detectable tuna DNA sequences whatsoever.
Jesus oh my Christ. God.
But maybe they were underage tunas.
But what is it?
Damn, it says they found
something. One in the chamber.
Because of Jared?
What?
It says some of the other stuff they found in it was mayonnaise, eggs.
Okay. Yeah.
That's all it's
egg salad.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I enjoyed me some egg salad, by the way.
They got to do a DNA test for the tuna at Subway to figure out what it actually is.
Doggy, egg salad is something that people don't really get ever, but I love me some egg salad. With a little bit of dill.
Oh, dill is the best. Dill is very underrated. But if they're advertising it as tuna, they shouldn't be giving you
it's
that
egg salad. It's
probably
maybe a cheaper fish.
Probably.
Maybe. I mean, it must be. It must
it's
be some
fucking,
sort of like
it's
shitty.
It's a sea robin. One of the fish you can't eat.
What are you?
I am also a tuna guy.
Yes.
Or
I'm a tuna guy as well.
Are you, Lewis? Because it feels like you're attacking our order.
Well, I'm obviously not a tuna guy. I'm whatever the fuck that is guy.
Tuna. And then,
you're a tuna egg salad guy.
I'm a fucking red robin fish guy.
Sea robin.
Thank you, Scopey.
So if I wanted a sandwich with deli meats, I've grown up in Jersey and New York, so I'm just going to go to a deli.
Right.
I have the best fucking Italian sandwich spot. If I knew you guys were here today, I would have brought you guys.
No.
It's this place called A Family Affair in Fairlawn, New Jersey. It's just the fucking best.
They got good shit over there by you.
Oh, my fucking God. The best Italian sandwiches
you ever
had. Yeah,
but no one sitting here eats bread, Lewis.
That is true.
Okay? We're all leaned up as shit.
Let's give Zach all of our bread.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to Subway, I'd probably, and I know they're shitty, but you go meatball sub.
Meatball sub, that was my second choice.
That's my second choice, too. But tuna and meatball is my choice.
Because if I'm going cold cuts, I'm going to a real deli.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not just, but it's not just what you choose, it's how you prepare it. So how do you prepare your sandwich? Like, what is on it?
Tuna, you do tomato, pickle, mustard, mayo.
Tomato, pickle, mustard, mayo. That's
mayo's
it.
Already in it. You get extra mayo?
Yeah, I guess.
See, I'm a spick. So when I would go to Subway.
You get everything because it's extra food.
Every get.
Yeah.
Lay it all on. The works.
I thought you were going to say you steal it.
I would. He works on the counter.
Yeah, he works there.
Yeah. I was going to say works there. Yeah.
Doggy,
do you heat the bread up? You got to heat the bread up.
Obviously.
Yeah. That's a
either way
one.
You hit it. So I do two sandwiches. Tuna, if I'm getting the tuna.
Yeah.
First of all, it's double meat across the board. I'm always getting double meat. Okay. Tuna, I don't do lettuce. The lettuce, that shitty shredded.
I hate lettuce on
either.
Bread.
Lettuce or tomato.
I don't do lettuce. I don't do tomato on the sandwich. First of all, the lettuce they use is the shredded like hair lettuce.
Yeah.
That
terrible.
Iceberg shitty.
Right.
Tomatoes are always slimy and shitty. Terrible. I opt for the healthier fucking superfood fucking brother of lettuce, spinach on that fucking bitch.
Okay.
And instead of tomatoes, I say, you know, I need a little crunch, maybe some fucking cucumbers on that bitch. Then I throw the spicy peppers, the fucking sweet peppers, the jalapenos, the fucking olives, oil, vinegar, mayonnaise,
wow,
mustard.
At that point, can you even taste the tuna?
There's not even tuna on the sandwich.
It doesn't matter.
You There's do no tuna on the sandwich. The
you do avocado on the sandwich?
No.
No.
Okay. So it just sounds like you're having a salad, basically.
Tuna's mushy. I don't need more mush in my, you know, you have to, it's a textural thing you want to, and Confluence. I would typically, I would probably get it on the wheat bread because I would be trying to convince myself that that's,
that's
the
real
more healthy.
And you toast it for the texture.
Yeah, you toast
it. You
gotta
toast it.
You don't want mushy bread and mushy
provolone, extra provolone.
Yeah.
Okay. That's if I get the tuna.
If you do meatball.
Meatball, my sandwich is wild.
I'm
I want this right now. My meatball sandwich from Subway, I can go get it right now and it'll be fine. I would love it.
Okay? What do you put? I just
do you get the bread five grained wheat?
No, not for the
it's healthy.
Well, that's why I would do for the tuna. I would do the five grain. But you get the Italian herbs and cheese, obviously, for the meatball.
Ooh.
Italian herb and cheese.
Okay? I put meatball, a little provolone on it, tell them to melt it.
Let me tell you. You say, I want meatballs. I want 1.5 meat. I don't even want double meat. I want 1.5 meat. So they give you 8 meatballs. Now you got yourself fucking 12 meatballs, okay, in your sandwich. Not only that, I want some fucking salami on that bitch.
What?
Throw salami. Yeah.
On a top of the meatballs? Red
salami.
Sauce?
It's under the meatballs. Under the meatballs is the salami, okay? The meatballs lay on top of the salami. Sauce it. Onions, jalapenos, the extra mozzarella cheese, as for extra, but then you don't even know. They have fucking Parmesan under the counter. And they don't even charge you for the Parmesan. So then you say, dude, Parmesan the fuck out of that, dude, all over it.
But you're taking away from the meat, the meatballs. You're taking away from it. You got to just have the straight meatballs.
You're an idiot.
No.
Then you take that whole sandwich and you toast that whole sandwich. You melt. It's a melty, gooey Italian fucking. Zach,
I would get up at 3 a.m. to puke from the agita. It sounds great, but that's too.
But
the red sauce
salami,
and the peppers
the
and the salami
mixed with the red sauce.
It's too much. It would my acid reflux.
It's too much.
I'm an old man now.
It's too much. Yeah. You're the confluence of flavors is confusing.
What the fuck are you talking about? This is like
you don't have cold cuts.
You're
mixed
doing
with
too
the
much.
Sauce
it's like your life.
Meatballs.
Too much.
Or a pepper. You can do a pepperoni if you want. Did I do pepperoni?
I don't love it.
I just like the meat.
I like the meat. I like everything except the salami.
I like the cheese.
I like
on
the
it.
Cheese on padded on both sides.
Damn.
I just don't like the salami.
Damn. And Subway, I guess, would be the superior chain. Yeah. Like, Blimpy, I hate.
Here's a question.
No, I loved Blimpy. Out here? I loved Blimpy.
I hate the smell of Blimpy. The oil and vinegar. For some, I might be too many. Like that's what they brought to everything.
There's always someone like fucking dying in Blimpy. It's not great.
I hate Blimpy. And then Quiznos. The only thing they gave us was toasting it.
Zach, what about a Firehouse Subs? Or are you anti-first responder?
Zach's just mad because he can't change his name to Blimpy.
And I've never Firehouse. I've never had Jersey Mike's.
No, wow.
Not me neither.
I think I had one maybe once or twice, maybe. It's not I think it's overrated.
But isn't that illegal from a guy from Long Island?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Queens, first off.
Queens.
And then there's what? What's the Brock Lesnar sandwiches? Jimmy John's.
Oh, I don't fucking know.
Quiznos is fine. You don't really even see them anymore.
They're bringing back the creatures.
How did Subway survive Jared? It's fucking crazy. Like, while he was a spokesperson.
Yeah. I think their sales increased.
Maybe.
After that scandal.
It was they
because
say,
it was out there. It was like, you know what? I'm going to risk it anyway.
Yeah, a lot of guys are like, well, men can't have fun anymore. You know, just out here with 17 year olds.
Yeah, dude, fucking. I think he was younger than that, too, right? He was,
just enjoy.
He was dipping in the 13 year old pools.
I'm just saying, enjoy your sandwich. Make sure some bitch doesn't throw you under the bus.
Yeah.
When she was obviously your partner in getting these girls, and then you watch the documentary and she throws him right under the bus. Like
I didn't
she
see
wasn't...
the I didn't see the documentary, but isn't it amazing that's what he was losing weight for? To be a pedophile?
I thought he was losing weight because there was a girl in his. There's a story that he lost the weight because he was delivering porn.
Really?
So he had a. We talked about this, right?
Well, how does Subway not do a background check on this guy?
So he had a.
How deep do you want to go?
He had a big porn collection in college before people had high speed internet.
And also, you gotta understand, but I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but like at the time, Like, when did he become the spokesperson? Like, 97?
Yeah, yeah. It was a long time ago.
I mean, background check.
Weren't a thing. It wasn't a thing.
The internet wasn't like that. It was like you had to have murdered somebody and been convicted, and that
a background check then was like you call their mom.
Yeah, but they have they have like Ray Donovan guys that can go in and check out what's going on.
Yeah, but for what reason? It was never going to get exposed.
The guy's banging 12-year-olds?
No, I think that they should let Sandusky out of prison then.
You're background checking everyone assuming that maybe they're banging a 12-year-old? That's crazy. We're never going to get
anywhere.
Maybe,
you know what, though? He probably didn't bang...
Have you ever seen one of those websites where they show where all the pedophiles are around you? Like, just the dots?
He probably didn't bang 12-year-olds until after he got skinny, though. And he's famous. He probably had... He had no, like, option to bang a 12-year-old.
I mean, he did want to make it more enjoyable for the 12-year-old.
Yeah. Do you think he gave him,
to
like...
To be fair, it was better for the 12-year-old that Jared lost all that weight, no matter what way we want to slice this.
Yeah, you want to get molested by him or Dan Schneider? Oh, yeah. Fucking breathing heavy on top of you.
Fuck that, dude. Just get it over with. At least be lighter. You know? Okay, real quick, let's take a moment and thank the Freeze Pipe for supporting today's show. If you guys like to get high, well, guess what? You probably are burning your throat like an asshole, having coughing attacks or having that dragon throat feeling. You don't need to do that anymore because Freeze Pipe makes these incredible pipes that cool down your smoke as you smoke it.
Yep, they have bubblers, hand pipes, handheld bongs, and dab rigs. And the secret is a freezable glycerin chamber that comes on every piece. All you got to do is pop the glycerin chamber in the freezer for about an hour. And as the smoke passes through the icy chamber, it's instantly cooled for an easy on the lungs toke. It's a big flavor-packed cloud with zero chest and throat burn.
Just right now, go to thefreezepipe.com, thefreezepipe.com, and use the promo code RAP for 10% off your entire order. Go to thefreezepipe.com, use that promo code RAP, save 10%. Okay, let's get back into it. All right, so would you so change your name to Subway is the contest. Why doesn't every
nuts.
Homeless person just change their name to Subway?
That's what I was thinking.
That's why they have to apply, because I think everyone would just do it. So now you have to, or they're going to pick a person, right?
They're picking one person?
They're picking one person.
Oh, I thought it was.
Well, that's not even a fucking big deal, dude. $50,000?
What was
I thought it was
one
every
chain
person.
Took a huge hit because they had a thing, a promotion. If you get a tattoo, you get free food. And they had to take it back.
Somebody just did a tattoo contest. I think it was Subway did one.
I thought it was you guys.
We do them every year.
Legion Skanks,
Legion Skanks.
No, somebody, one of the big chains did it, and they maybe Chipotle? And they had to take it off because so many people got free food every day. They had to, like, retract the offer.
Chipotle just losing money?
Yeah, there was another place. It was like a burger
Couldn't
spot.
You trick them with a temporary tattoo?
I think there's a burger spot in Texas where we go right near Secret Group.
Okay, yeah.
Rodeo Goat. They had a contest where if you had a Rodeo Goat tattoo, you get a free burger. And I just almost went and got one because the burgers are so good.
Yeah.
And who gives it? It's just a funny tattoo. Right. Like if you're a person that has tattoos, like Zach has tattoos all over his own, to have a Rodeo Goat tattoo right there would mean nothing.
No. Would it mean anything to you, Zach?
No, my tattoos are all
I think
silly.
He's a person, and we should ask him, Louis.
My tattoos are all for silly.
You better run away. Sorry, guys. I can't sing. Damn. All right, so let's see. There's a New York City doctor accused of drugging and raping several women.
I saw that.
Real Estate of the Week candidate. Who is this guy, Shannon? What is he doing?
So he's 33 years old. His name is Ji Allen Chang.
Asian.
He's an Asian guy, yeah.
I get it. This is what he looks like.
Like every Asian.
And
it's a guy from Kill Tony.
He's the
he's a gastroenterologist. That's a stomach
Oh my god, it's the guy who works at the sandwich shop on the corner. I love that guy.
He's a doctor?
What kind of doctor was he?
Gastroenterologist. A stomach guy.
Yep. So he
went a little lower. What's the big deal?
So how he was caught was his girlfriend thought that something weird had happened between the two of them, and she checked his phone.
Oh, it's always the check
and
the phone.
Found a video.
Pretty fucking solid, though. Bricks in the Racist Live chat called him Hensy Kim. I like it.
So the girlfriend found a video of him assaulting her. So he drugged his girlfriend and took a video of himself assaulting her.
You can't take videos if you're doing the assaulting, guys.
Mm. And then
guys, I mean, just fucking rape 101, folks. You don't take video of the fucking assault.
You're the master.
And then she saw that there were several other videos in his phone of him doing the same thing.
So what, he drugged her and then he sexually
assaulted drugged
her.
His own girlfriend?
Yes.
Can I say?
That's not fun.
Well, if you're
that fighting. Should be something you break up over. It shouldn't even be legal.
But there were other women.
It's your
also.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, but like, why you want to drug your girlfriend for?
Because
yeah,
he gets off on having sex with passed out women.
I guess maybe it's a slow week. I guess maybe in the gastrol office.
No, I'm sure he probably did it all the time to his girlfriend. I'm sure
just
he like
drugged her and had
yeah,
sex
regularly.
They said there were six women that were appeared to be in the videos. Some of them were in his medical office. Mm-hmm. Some of them were
work for him?
No, like his patients.
Oh.
Yeah. And then some were former patients of his, and they found several different anesthesia type medications in his house. And so that's what he would use to attack them.
Oh, man. Raping with an Asian dick, that's the perfect crime because their pussy's not going to hurt when they wake yeah. up.
Like, we did a rape kit and we found nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. Didn't
we
make it past the lips.
Absolutely nothing.
You had 6 months, man.
Man, you're technically still a virgin.
Miss, yeah. Miss, we went in there and we found no evidence that he touched you. So you have a lot of explaining to do right now.
His youngest victim was 19 years old.
Mm. Fucking toy.
She went to the hospital to have her gallbladder removed. And then she said he unexpectedly injected her with a substance that made her fall asleep. And when she woke up, he wasn't in the room and she had extreme pain in her lower abdomen.
She had an extra gallbladder.
She wasn't in the room, but there was money on the dresser? Come on.
So she filed she asked them to start an investigation at the hospital. They started looking into it and then they just dropped it. And then so now recently, like she brought it back up again. So now they're finally actually investigating it. But it seemed like they tried to cover it up initially.
So the girlfriend is the one who ratted him out, though. She like called
yes.
the cops.
Yes.
Ooh, you bitch. Ooh, you bitch. We trusted you.
You need a doctor, too.
We trusted you. Could have had a conversation with me. We could have gotten through this. You had to go to the cops. You couldn't just fucking be
you
like
could have slept on it.
Therapy. We could have done some couples therapy, maybe.
I wonder if the women who got molested got a lower copay. Was it in their plan?
All right, well, that sucks. Speaking of Asians, Asian family was attacked by black teens on the subway. That's sad.
Oh, dude, this sucks.
I didn't say it. It's gonna bum me out.
It's, oh, you feel like.
No, if it's for children.
It just, it just shows the girl getting up.
Okay, the girl is just holding on to the parent, like, miserable.
Aww.
It's such one of those, like, it's one of those things you see on the subway. Where you're like, okay, well, I can now get involved, and there's a video of me where I'm racist, or right. I can sit there like a bitch now. It's like it's a terrible situation
Let's
for everyone.
See,
they wanted Showtime.
I want to tell you that because this kind of picks up after a whole bunch of stuff already happened, so I'm just going to tell you a little bit that happened before. So the mother, so this is a family that's visiting from Nevada. They're tourists. The mother said that all three of the girls were just looking directly at us. There's no doubt about it. It was hard to ignore. So I looked up from my phone and then they started pointing at us. Now all three of them were pointing and laughing even louder. So I started laughing with them, doing exactly what they were doing, except they took offense to it. So their demeanors changed. Then all the insults started coming. And then people had said that they were using some sort of like derogatory terms.
Towards that now for that one.
Towards the Asians. But she said, the only thing I might have said was, we support Black Lives Matter. Why are you doing this? Why are you so angry? And she added, she advised the girls stay in school. And that seems to be like what infuriated them. So I'll show you the video from here.
Let's see. But there's a man there?
Yeah, the husband's with her. And then the daughter's like crying, holding on to him.
How old is the daughter?
She's little.
It's 11-year-old twins they have.
Aw.
Wow. The ferocious one is a really funny explanation.
Thank you. Why do they talk like that?
I hate it. I want 8-Ball Jacket Guy to plow in through the doors and knock all these bitches' fucking weaves off.
I mean, let me just say this. Pause it. If it's a bunch of gals, I'm chiming in. Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, like, if it's three dudes, I'm like, God damn, I got to get home to my kid. Yeah. If they're girls, you got a husband right there. If these bitches start attacking my fucking chick in front of me, it is on. Like Donkey Kong, baby boy. I'm going fucking crazy. Are you out of your... Do they actually physically attack the chick?
No, they just get in their face the whole time.
So it says it's not in the video, but they... Yeah, they say that before the video started that there was like a physical something between them and the woman, the wife. And then also the girl who is recording this right before when it cut off for a second, it says that this girl punched her several times in the head. And then there's going to be another time coming up that she approaches
her
and
hits her
again. She walks
over and knocks the phone out of her head.
Yeah. Oh, she punched the girl filming.
Yes. And also the mother.
Yeah, but how did it start, Shannon?
So it says that the three girls were looking at the family and like laughing and pointing.
At the Asian family?
Yes.
Okay.
And then they like responded by doing the same thing to them and then it just escalated. There's just a little bit left.
This is the female remake of Rush Hour.
That was the second time she attacked.
Brawl breaks out as bystanders try to prevent the family from getting hit. Whoa, the girl ran over and dragged me by the hair. Everyone exited the car at the next stop, and I was able to connect with my mom and share these videos and file a peace report. What an awful and scary incident to endure for the family and everyone. I mean, look, dude, fucking... You see this happen a lot. People are fucking assholes on the subway, right? And as I've gotten older, I don't want to fucking... I'm not getting killed for some fucking family, right? The dad's got to fucking step. Like, look, dude, you got your fucking your daughters are there, your wife's there.
Yeah.
You fucking know karate, obviously. Like,
step in the middle of it.
Do something. Fucking wax on, wax off. Fucking paint the fence. Do all that shit, doggy. Go.
What the hell?
How are you not defending your fucking family?
Yeah, you got to get up. You got to get up and at least stand in between them. Or move the family. Just get up, move the family.
You move
and
the
then
family
stand
away.
There,
guys,
and then
please,
you take the shrapnel.
Stop.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
you
know, but
and get
guys,
them out of there.
Keep them calm. You know, you don't want to deal with... Yeah. Hey, look, one of the biggest fears that I have is that some fucking asshole is going to fuck with me in front of my kid, and I'm going to be put into a situation where I have to physically defend myself or him or like... And sort of the balance of what is the smart action there. Right. Like fighting, running, like, you know what, like, and it's having that moment. You can make a wrong decision and it could have really fucked up consequences.
Yeah.
These bitches could very easily, maybe even likely, 50-50 shot. One of them has like a blade or something on her. Girls like that, that are ghetto ass bitches, ratchet bitches that are on the subway in New York City.
Yeah, you've had a knife pulled on you.
I've had a knife pulled on me a couple times. And one of them was by some ratchet ass lesbian bitches in New York. And they pulled out a fucking box cutter. And that's just a regular...
That was her name.
But that's... She was like, I love...
What if you die? What if you die? That's James' origin story.
But that's terrible. I mean, look, that's what happened with my father. My father was literally stabbed to death because he couldn't fucking walk away from some punk asses that were trying to fuck with him and fight him on the street, right? And, but I would say youths, right? Those are... Youths. Did you say youths? The youths in question...
That's the tribe they're from.
The utes in question, they, I mean, I don't even know what the numbers would be, but if you went into the fucking hood and you checked 14, 15 year old kids in a group, I think you'd find a weapon on almost every fucking group, every group. And it's not even, you don't even have to be that ghetto. Like when I was 13, my friends would carry box cutters and we weren't really slashing people. We weren't. Not even.
What
not
was
really.
It for? To defend yourself?
It was just
or
sort
hopefully
of...
to get a job at UPS. Just for the job you want?
No, I had a couple of friends who would just carry a box cutter on them at all times.
My God, that's brutal.
And they weren't. But we weren't really kids who were getting into fights like that.
Yeah.
But it was almost like you probably had a friend who had a butterfly knife.
Mm-hmm.
That's the white version of a box cutter,
that's
right?
The...
You weren't. But you just had. It's cool to have a
Looks
blade.
Looks cool coming out.
It's just cool to have a blade, right? It's not a ghetto thing. It's just a little bit of a different, you know, I think probably most fucking poor kids with shitty parents are lighting little fires, playing with knives,
and with the girls,
throwing
the
rocks
parents
through
probably...
windows. This is just what fucking kids that don't have good parents do.
Right.
You get bored. So yeah, in the hood, they carry box cutters, not necessarily even to fucking, they're not looking to cut somebody with it, mm-hmm. but it's just kind of a cool thing. And then what happens is they get into a fight and they pull it out and now you're slashing somebody. Yeah. And you're like, oh shit, no, I am a guy using a box cutter.
And plus in the hood, the girls might be encouraged to carry something for protection.
Protection, yeah.
But now, in an altercation like this, they're the aggressor and they're the one with the weapon.
Yeah, so that would be my concern with like my family. It's like, and then the whole thing, that hood ass mentality, they call it a $150. They cut your face. It's just to scar you for life. It's just like, oh, no, you'll think about me for the rest of your life. Every time you look in the mirror, you're going to think about me.
But if they do that,
that's some
do you
crazy
get...
shit, dude. That's some vindictive, like.
Yeah, but should you get free Subway sandwiches?
If you get scarred for life, you come in, you're like Sagat from Street Fighter.
Actually, if you change your name to Subway, legally no one's allowed to kill you on the Subway for life. You get a lifetime supply of get out of black altercations if you legally change your name to Subway.
But no, I think we can agree that the father should have stepped in between and just get the family.
You get
out.
Them out of there.
Stop having
get
your dumb bitch wife
stop.
Argue
thought,
with these teenagers.
Yeah,
right?
Even their father, I'm like, buddy, I don't think they have one.
Dude, they should have.
But I mean, the guy. I mean, he steps in like it's gonna escalate. So if I mean, it's tough because like if you like, hey, stop it. They're like, fuck you, and just start swinging at you.
But no. You, that's what I'm saying. It's like you go take the happens. You try to de-escalate it. But even if they swing on you, at least your family.
Yeah, you get.
Yeah, you
got to
move off
far
off
away.
The subway. I think you just get off the next stop.
Yeah,
that's what you really have to do. And just like, I can't deal with this right now.
Take a cab.
These girls. Yeah, not only do these girls can follow you, but not only do they have legs, they have extra bones in their legs, which will enable them to fucking trap you faster.
Yeah.
Dude. It's a scary thing.
By the way, the main girl, she's 16 and she turned herself in yesterday.
Herself in.
She has two counts of assault.
Yeah. Well, smart for her.
From that or just previous?
No, from this. Like they're charging her with two counts of assault.
She's 16?
16, yeah.
Plus, like, so... Devil's advocate, you move to a different car, and now the fight has moved to a different car.
But
the optics of you as a dude now in a thing with three black chicks, if there's a bunch of other black people on the next train and they don't know how this started, you might get your fucking ass kicked.
Like, what's up, Jackie Chan? You want to die? Like, oh, fuck, here we go. It's over. I mean, yeah, it's...
These guys have seen it. They started swimming to fights. They're
not
ready.
Well. Not well.
Yeah, that was a long.
Yeah, not a great swimmer.
That's like in WWE when the guy has to wait for his music to finish to join the fight.
Yeah,
he swam for like 20 minutes across that thing.
Okay, let's thank Monthly Knife Club for supporting today's show. If you guys are a dude, every dude that I know loves to fuck around with knives and blades and weapons. It's just inside of us, right? Well, since we were kids. Well, guess what? You can get a brand new high-quality name brand knife delivered right to your home every single month by joining Monthly Knife Club. They have an amazing subscription box that is truly the ideal gift for the man who is notoriously hard to shop for. Every guy, if you give a guy a cool fucking knife, watch the way he plays with it, watch the way that he fucks with it. This is a great gift for almost any man in your life.
And they have a variety of tiers to choose from. Starting at just $25, you can experience the thrill of unboxing a top-notch name brand knife every month. Guys, listen, dudes love knives. It's an easy gift, and they're always going to appreciate it.
Right now, just go to monthlyknifeclub.com, monthlyknifeclub.com, and use the promo code RAP when you check out. You're going to get 10% off your first month. Right now, monthlyknifeclub.com, promo code RAP for 10% off. Okay, where were we? All right, so what is this story here? 34-year-old female teacher accused of having a 4-year relationship with female student. Is this a hot for teacher, Shannon?
Yes, it is.
Lesbians? Hell yeah. Let's go. That's Toter Night. Nope. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Don't even worry about the sound effect, guys. No. It's over. Don't know. Hey, guys, don't worry.
She's 34 years old. Her name is Caitlin Glover. Here's her mugshot.
Oh,
okay.
Toy.
All right, toy.
Okay.
So apparently she was working at a Las Vegas private school, and she had a relationship with a teenager from 2017 to 2021, so 4 years. And they're saying they're not giving us the exact age of the kid, but it's between 13 and 14 that she was when they started the relationship.
That's pretty young.
And she said that the girl has now graduated from the school, and she claims that the reason why she never came out about this before is because the teacher told her that if she told anybody that she would kill herself.
She'd kill herself.
She'd kill herself.
That's the opposite. What I do is I tell them I'll kill their family. Mm-hmm. That's a weird way to put it. I'm like, all right, bitch, kill yourself. All my problems are gone. You ever have that? Like, you ever be dating a crazy chick? And then, like, she fucking, you're like, oh, if she kills herself, it's going to really seem like it's my fault.
Opposite. You ever have the fantasy that your chick kills herself? That way you get the sympathy? And you can pretend to be sad?
No, dude, I dated this one chick who, I mean, she was fucking wacky. This was a crazy bitch. I remember when she was on a bridge, and she had, like, her feet dangling off. She was sending me, like, videos, like, telling me she was going to kill herself. And I remember I was cheating on my girlfriend at the time with her. And I just remember being like, dude, if she kills herself, I was like, I got to go get the phone and fucking erase everything.
Yeah, you don't need the cops coming to go talking to you.
Dude, no, I remember being like, no, please don't. But thinking, like, I want her to kill herself so badly. It would alleviate all of my problems if she just killed herself, except for the fact that we have all these text messages between us.
You do.
And I didn't know the law. Like, are they, if this girl kills herself and then they go into her phone, right?
Yeah.
I this is still a mystery to me. So this girl kills herself, right? Mm-hmm. Me and this girl are cheating, right? I'm cheating on my chick with this girl. And she goes and kills herself. Would the cops go into her phone and look for a reason, right? I don't even know if the cops could go into her phone and get the password.
Yeah.
Like, what is this girl killed herself? They're like, we don't know why.
I'm sure they can just call the phone company.
But can they, though? I'm saying, like,
yes,
I don't.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, they, but why? But
well, to make sure that it's a suicide and make sure that you weren't, like, did you see that one documentary where the girl, like, kept telling the kid to kill himself?
Lewis does a bit about it, yeah.
He kept telling the, so she was arrested and tried for, like, not assisted suicide, but some kind of a bullying kind of a thing.
Oh, that girl. Yeah, they can do the I have a bit about her. Yeah. Michelle Carter.
So it's like
name.
That. So they have to investigate it. All they need is, like, probable cause for whatever reason they
and
have.
And I think they can.
And then whatever they
the
find
phone,
the is on
the table.
The phone
company can give all
but
the
do they do that? If somebody kills himself, do they go, we're checking the phone
if
now?
If it's sketchy, if it's, like, clearly
it's
not
sketchy.
A suicide.
It's sketchy. Their brains are on the fucking, under a bridge.
All right. Way to make it real for us.
It's sketchy as fuck. This ain't.
Yeah, but they have the right to investigate it.
I'm suspecting foul play. I got to be honest with you. She's fucking exploded under a bridge.
Yeah, they have the right to do that.
Things weren't on the up and up with this bitch and her relationships. But I'm saying, would
I think you could absolve yourself with one text. With one, you could have been like, please don't. Please call a mental health facility.
But I'm just saying, do they take her phone?
Oh, yeah, you text that. You text, please call a mental. Please. You text all that stuff. Please call a mental. Please get help. Please.
You know, I care about you so much. Please get help.
Yeah, dude, after
your brains are all over the floor. Yeah. Please get help. Dougie, no, what I'm saying is if she would have killed herself and the cops would have come and went into her phone, let's say they did because they were just investigating, they're doing their due diligence, and they see it's because she's fucking this guy and it got, like, crazy and he didn't want to be with her.
But you're not
Are
legally...
they going to go put that in the newspaper and fuck up my relationship is the point I'm trying to make.
Probably, so. Yes, but... Probably, but you're not legally.
No, I know I'm not legally anything. That's not my issue.
But yeah, you're going to get fucking.
My anxiety was not being legal. I didn't want to fuck up my relationship with a girl that I actually liked for this crazy pig. I didn't even like this bitch.
I don't think they'll, like, write an article like, kills her due to affair with Lewis J. Gomez.
Maybe.
They just see.
With comedian, dude? I don't know.
They just see her.
They would in order to get headlines.
Well, this is what happened, right? So, like, you even, like, somebody's murdered, right? Like, wasn't there, like, I think there was, like, rumors about what Jay's manager, one of the guys from The Stand, when he was murdered by, like, a brutal murder. I think there was, like, rumors, like, oh, was he, like, fucking around his wife with the babysitter or whatever?
Right.
And is that why the guy came in? And I don't think that was what was going on.
No.
People that know the situation told me that. But then I was like, well, if it was, they probably would have would the police have been like, oh, just so you guys know, here's the fucking the tea on what really happened there. Was he was having an affair? Or were they just like, yeah, it was an act of rage or whatever else it is? Is it sort of the job of the media to let that all out?
Because they're just reporting on the police investigation.
Well, the media,
so if the police are investigating it, and they let it, then the media has the right to take it.
Well, the media will let it go out because that's a story.
That's a juicy story.
It's a story, yeah. They're like, this is good stuff.
But not if it's like a dude, like an old school dude editor. He's like, no, dude.
No.
Yeah, that doesn't
protect, man, protect that man man's
legacy.
Doesn't
exist anymore. No, everybody's a snitch.
Ah!
Everybody's a snitch now.
Yeah, I just remember being like, dude, if this girl fucking jumps off this bridge, I was like, I got to get to her body before they find her phone.
No, see, you just got to not be there.
That's why you would. That would be way worse because now you're tampering with evidence.
Yeah, you got to You got to not be with your girlfriend when the cops show up. Just get the questions on the side.
That is also true.
Yeah, she's like, if she's there, the cop. I have no idea who this is. Like, we have messages from you, and sex and photos.
I don't want to think about it. All right, so let's see. Transgendered woman demands her ex-boyfriend remove her jarred testicles. What is going on with these people? Shannon, what is this?
Hold on, I got this one. We talked about it on Bye Guys. So it's a looker of a trans girl. Real stunning.
Really?
Lou, you're going to love her.
Let's see. Oh.
And so she has apparently she did an unboxing video. Because she had her testicles sent back to her in like a med bag and had them in his freezer. And now she wants them back. He's saying that she's pulling a George Costanza and left the balls in his freezer so that he would have to talk to her again. And that she has left multiple things at the house. And this is one of many things that she goes, no, I need to come and get that.
Bitches really do that. Bitches love to leave stuff at your house.
Wow. Yeah.
They love it. Just leave something. Why not? Why not, you fucking cunt? Now you're going to go threaten to kill yourself? Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
He's still in the last.
Do it, you bitch. You think you're a fucking psycho? Just delete all our texts.
Oh, isn't that the worst when you find a pink toothbrush on your counter and you know and you got to like throw it out real quick, but you like put it at the bottom of the garbage?
Dude, I used to find like girls' underwear. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I have no idea if this is my girlfriend's underwear or some random bitch's underwear. So I used to just throw them out. So I would throw out my ex's underwear all the time.
Because you weren't sure who's it was.
Because I didn't want her to find these new ones.
Thank God I fuck fat chicks and I'm fucking a cross-dresser. The amount of times I said, that's mine. Those are my jeans. What the fuck are you talking about?
But yeah, honestly, I'm so happy I don't have that anxiety in my life anymore. Like, I'm genuinely like, I used to fucking just walk around with like crazy anxiety.
I always got caught that way in college. It was a girl's underwear I hooked up with, and I was dating a girl. But thank God I had roommates. Like, you live in college, you have roommates.
Yeah.
So we had a bunk bed, so I just blamed the guy in the top bunk, and he took it like a champ, too.
Nice.
He was like, fucking, yeah, I did. That was me. I was like, oh, thank God.
Of course. You got it.
We were cleaning out my dorm at the end of the year.
Dude, I would do that for a guy I didn't like.
Yeah.
That's how much I don't like women. Yeah. I would, for a stranger that I had bad altercations with, he was like, was that you that fucked that chick? I'd be like, 100%.
Obviously.
You never throw another dude under the bus.
That's karma for a future.
Yeah. Then somebody's gonna get you're gonna get God.
Yeah.
It's like doing a good deed for the day.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess he wants to keep her testicles, she wants him back. This whole story is making me sick.
Did I get anything wrong, Shannon?
No, the only extra thing is that the boyfriend said as soon as they broke up, he allowed her to come back in, take whatever she wanted. And then he's like, okay, like, that's it. We're good now. And then afterwards, just kept claiming other stuff was there.
She's like, oh, my balls.
My balls.
Fuck.
But shouldn't they exchange testicles? Like vows?
All right, what is this story, Shannon? There's a bike thief who took a break from robbing a home to pet the family dog. What is this?
I'll show you the video.
Maybe we should have led with this. This seems like the most G-rated.
This is cute. Aw.
Hi, buddy. No, we don't want to do that.
That's hilarious.
Fucking dogs.
It's such
dumb.
A cute dog.
The dog is so dumb.
It's supposed to be protecting the family's, all the family's property. Yeah. He's just...
I love you too.
He said, I love you too.
He's...
Dogs really are the best.
Scratch his belly.
By the way, you know the family watched this and it was like,
Dad.
Right. He's not a bad guy.
Yeah, you can't get mad at the dog. It's like, oh, look at you, dumb, beautiful fuckface.
I love you too, buddy guy.
Hey, come on, I gotta rob your family now. Get
it's worst
here.
Attack dog ever. Dude. He just smothers him with love.
You're gonna be the coolest dog ever.
I should steal the dog. Just steal the dog.
You really should steal the dog.
Maybe he's just going to make his way over.
Well, he's like, now on. I got to do this.
I got to go steal the bike, sell it for drugs.
I mean, it looks like just like a normal dude.
Yes, the dude stole the bike.
Did he get caught? I mean, his face was just all up on the camera.
No, he didn't. He didn't get caught because he's a suspected bike thief. And it said that the bike was about $1,300 because it was some sort of fancy...
Yeah.
Electra bike.
Was the dog put to sleep for not for not protecting the family's home? He did the exact opposite and made friends with the assailant.
That was a great video a while ago that came out, and they were like, they just did like a video, and it was probably editing as well. They it's always edited. You can't ever watch anything anymore and just enjoy it and take it for face value. You're like, probably editing, but it was just like different breeds of dogs, what they would do if an attacker came into the house. So they had a guy in like
a suit.
That.
Yeah.
And it was like,
I saw that one.
The pit bulls were like hiding under the bed. Yeah. And the chihuahuas were like, ah, they're like fucking losing their minds. It was fucking really funny video. It was really good. Yeah.
But then they did the interview with the owners afterwards. Like, I was very disappointed that he didn't take up for the family. Yeah. And that he just ran under the bed when these attackers came in. It's like their reaction at how disappointed they were in their best friend.
Yeah, well, I also don't want a dog that's an attack dog. I feel like there's that there's just a borderline.
Yeah, but there's something deep inside of you where it's like the dog is friendly, the dog's never shown any signs of violence towards anybody, but if push came to shove, I would love this dog if it was obvious that I was in danger to like attack and use all of its animal instincts to protect me.
Yeah.
My and then when that doesn't
my
happen.
My dog would just be like, okay, I guess I have a new owner now. Like, he would not give a fuck.
Is that the dog's fault immediately? Or is that our fault for breeding that out of them? So that's that they're point. Friendly.
It's more the look of the dog, I've realized. Like, my dog, he's friendly, but like a boxer. So he looks like he can fuck shit up, but he won't do anything to anybody. People right. will get the fuck. By the way, Middle Eastern people hate dogs. They get the fuck out of the way when I walk down the street. It's pretty nice.
Yeah. You know what I had the other day for the first time in a long time? I had halal guys from 53rd and 6th.
Yeah.
Dude, so fucking good.
It's fast.
I almost want to drive up and get more today because I don't do the rice. I just do
but
double
53rd
chicken.
But 53rd and 6th, so when they give it to you, you go, give me a whatever platter. And they go, oh, that's $17. And you go, come on, dude.
Yeah.
I live here. It's not $17. Yeah. Like, say so, it's already made, so let's come up with a different price.
It's the best to just get those down, like even like $2 less. You're like, all right, I feel better about myself.
Yeah.
Then do you guys negotiate?
I negotiate.
I mean, because in that area, like 53rd and 6th, it's all tourists, so they're like $17. I'm like, is it?
Yeah.
Hot dog guys, I negotiate all the time. They go like $4. I go, come on, I'm not from here. I'm from here. Let's go.
I feel like an asshole when I try to negotiate at this point, which you probably should. Like New York, like big cities like that, you could probably always negotiate shit. But I'm like walking into
a
pizzeria being
price.
Like, I'll give you $1.50 for that slice.
No, it's not that. These guys are clearly just
ripping off people.
They're clearly ripping off.
But it's also clearly
where the prices aren't posted.
It's also clearly it is a substantially higher quality than any other halal cart in the city. Like, if you go down, there's a reason. There's a line 30 people deep, always. Right. 1 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, there's a line 30 people deep at this one cart, and there's the same cart every corner. In fact, other carts now have just started stealing their colors to try to make people think that it's them.
Yeah.
And nobody gives a fuck about any of the other carts. And you actually see the meat. The meat that they use is really fucking fresh.
I think the guy makes like $6,000 a day. Cash.
More.
I thought that's
way,
I heard something like that.
It's way
crazy money,
more.
Dude. Crazy money.
Look it up. I bet you it's out there because they opened up Halal Guy.
They have a store in this Lower East Side.
There's a bunch
of stores.
Did
they have a religious guy in the back of the cart blessing all of the meats?
I don't know. I mean,
they probably do before though.
There's a restaurant, a Palestinian place by me called Ayat that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched a thing on Vice about him. The guy has a farm in Jersey with the guy that does the halal killing.
Oh, that's great.
And everything they serve, he drives in that morning.
Wow.
And it's
for halal guys specifically?
No, it's for a place called Ayat that's by me.
When they kill the animals on the farm, do they do a video of it?
A grainy beheading video.
The Allah Akbar.
Yeah. The goat's trying to blink "I love you" to its family.
Dude, I bought me and Dave Smith both plates, and he got like the mixed combo platter. I just got double chicken over salad with white sauce.
Is it extra for Jews when they order there?
For Jews, yes. So. Yeah, I mean, it was such a massive pile of food. Like, yeah. I didn't even finish it. It was like, huge.
But was it chicken? Was it like, because they mixed dark, I don't like dark meat chicken, so
this
they mixed
was all
the white.
Light. This is all light, dude. Specifically that one. You got to go to Halal Guys specifically. It was, dude, it's so good. And the hot sauce is just like, it burned. I mean, the next day you shit and you're just pouring sweat. Your asshole's burning. It's fucking brutal. But amazing.
Do they do, the carts by me, they'll sometimes, they'll go regular rice, spicy rice. The spicy rice will fuck your day.
Yeah, I don't do spicy rice. Yeah. Can't do it anymore.
Are you in Queens?
No, I'm in Bay Ridge.
Bay Ridge.
I like me some spice.
Oh, I can't do spice. Oof, goes right through me.
Or Mamoon's. You go to Mamoon's next to the cellar. Their hot sauce. I bought a jar of that shit. That shit is like, just a drop is like, I wonder what the Scoville is on the fucking, on that shit. I bet it's really high.
It's pretty bad, yeah.
Yeah. all right. Final story. Somalian sports minister apologized after a slow 100-meter runner goes viral at the University Games. Let's see. I haven't seen this.
You haven't seen this?
This is so funny.
It's the best thing ever.
Keep an eye on the one you think you're going to keep an eye on.
All right. She looks like she's pretty fast, if you know what I mean. That the one in the blue and the hat is just like Gay Blind Mike.
Dude, this is so funny.
All right, let's get to it. Who's the person?
Wait for how long until she finishes now?
She's drinking a Gatorade, the winner. Who is this?
All right, can I tell him, Shannon?
Yes.
Please.
I heard another show do this. First of all, I can't remember who said it, but it really made me laugh. She was going so slow that she stopped the second she got to the finish line. That's how little momentum she had. And I guess that's like the interim. Like, there's not Olympics every year, but that's like the college version to see who could maybe qualify to be an Olympic athlete.
Right. Yeah.
And that girl is like the director of athletics in Somalia's cousin. And they just sent her instead of like an athlete. Yeah. They just picked some bitch.
She's pretty fast.
Am I right, Shannon?
That's right.
And it was niece?
I think it was a niece.
It's a family member. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then they had to apologize?
Yeah, they're doing an investigation into it because they're mad that like somebody lost it, that chance.
Oh, there was a person who could have actually been there representing like Somalia.
Somalia.
Wasn't there back in the Olympics back in the days some swimmer? He's the only one in that area that qualified, and he finished like, I don't know, a minute and a half behind the Olympic people. he could barely swim.
He's still swimming. They're cleaning the pool.
Yeah.
He gets out of the pool. He's like, where is everybody?
All right. I got to wrap this one up. Always a lot of fun with the boys. Go support Mike Vecchione and Chris Scopo and all that they do. We'll be back on Friday with another exclusive episode right here on the Gas Digital Network. So thank you for watching, and we'll see you then. Good night.
That's all, folks.